When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Now we got her dancing and moving. The Money Lady, Terry Savage with us, and you've got good news.
Now I can talk. Well, you know, what if everything financially just turned out perfectly? What if the Fed raised rates, but not too much, and inflation started to drop just as expected, and there was no recession, and the stock market said, yay, there's no recession, and got back to within a couple thousand points of its all-time high by jumping almost 500 points today to up 489 points to 34,827. What if it was just a perfect day? Mortgage rates fell and 6-month T-bill rates dropped just a bit, but you could still get close to 5.5%. And yet the stocks just said, hey, the economy's going to be fine. You know, one day sooner than we think, they'll probably have to cut rates. They did it. Bravo. Let's all go home and just sit on our S&P 500 fund and our T-bills and not worry anymore. And live happily ever after.
That would be nice, right?
Okay, let's quit.
I saw them do a follow-up to your piece on 60 Minutes. Did you see that?
On 60 Minutes itself? No.
Yes, they actually followed up this past week with a guy probably in his 30s who was born with cerebral palsy.
Oh, and yes. That was one of our people that we found for them.
Yes.
They
yes.
said he was cured. I guess that would be a miracle, you know.
How terrible was that for them to determine he's cured and he's no longer eligible? But that goes back to the clawback stuff that Terry's been talking about for the past few weeks.
It's been an amazing 2 weeks. The new book came out and the website of the same name, Social Security Horror Stories. And the website is socialsecurityhorrorstories.com. We have been inundated. I'm slowly posting stories that make me cry when I read them, that Social Security has bullied elderly people, disabled people, stopped their benefits, and caused all kinds of horrific events that you couldn't make those stories up. So go to the website if you dare, maybe have a glass of wine first. What we're trying to do now is get the Congressional House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Social Security to do three things. Stop the clawbacks immediately, restore the benefits to their pre-clawback state. So that means many people will get them to pay Medicare Part B that comes out of benefits, the check you get every month in your account, and then have a hearing required, an independent hearing, on every clawback and limit the clawbacks to 18 months. We think we can get Social Security Subcommittee and the House to do that. And they're holding a hearing this coming week about these pension offsets that cause so many of these problems. So Congress could do this, and we're just hoping that we get a lot of attention to the book and the website, because if you're ever going to claim Social Security, even if you're not now, you ought to read Larry's section on all the scams Social Security perpetrates on you that makes you choose the wrong benefits, makes you take them at the wrong time, and costs you a fortune over your lifetime.
Somebody has a question for you. Said you're talking about Social Security. Here's my question. My sister-in-law died at the end of August. The end of September, she got her Social Security check. And the end of October, she got a Social Security check, direct deposit into the bank account. My brother knows enough not to spend the money. He's been trying to call Social Security, but he's getting nowhere with them. What can he do? He even asked the undertaker if she could help him.
You know, lots of luck. What we have found universally is that Social Security doesn't know, doesn't want you to know they don't know, and doesn't care. That's all you can do is hang on to those benefits, because they will get around to doing a clawback. But it'll be hard to close the estate. Try again, try online to see if you can get into her Social Security account using her Social Security number and report her death again.
Terry Savage, I had to take money out of my IRA over 71 reasoning, but where can I put that money to earn interest, as I don't need it at this time? It was suggested that I put it into a CD.
Well, first of all, the required minimum distribution age this year increased to age 73. So you're not required to take money out until you're 73. And if you just took it out, put it right back in. But if you want to earn the best return with safety, go buy U.S. government treasury bills. If you go to terrysavage.com, you'll see a link to how to buy T-bills, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. That's where you go with the money.
This one talks about a 401(3)(b), which I've never heard of, Terry, but this is how it reads. I'm 60. I'll be 61 in January. I want to retire in August. I have 20% going into my 403(b), 10% into my Roth. I'm willing to go as high as 50%. Should more go into my Roth or more into my 403(b)? First of all, tell me, what's a 403(b)?
A 403(b) is just like your 401(k), but it's the form of a 401(k) typically used by nonprofit agencies. So it's just exactly like that. This year, and I don't have the exact number, the amount you are allowed to contribute to your 401(k) or 403(b) has increased. And if your company is matching it, that's what you really want to do, contribute at least enough to get the full match. I mean, if it's 50 cents on the dollar, that's like me giving you a stock that goes up 50% overnight. It's up. So contribute the max to get the match, and then go on to your Roth IRA if you qualify based on income.
Laura has a question for you. She said all of her money is in the stock market, in a stock market account. I have a condo that's paid off. Should I get a home equity loan or reverse mortgage to use money out of my stock account?
What?
Yeah, wait, Laura, she must have been talking to text or something, right?
Yeah, that must be. Okay, Laura, sounds like you are at the stage, you know, you can't get a reverse mortgage till you're in your 60s. That's not something you want to do. You should let your money grow in your retirement account as long as you possibly can. Work as long as you can. Wait as long as you can to take Social Security. That is 70, the maximum age. And if you're asking me where to take money out, I defer taking Social Security. And if you're over 59 and a half and retired, I take some money out of your retirement accounts. A reverse mortgage is the last, and a home equity loan, those are the last things you want to do. That's chipping away at the foundation of your home, and it's expensive to do that.
Somebody said instead of calling Social Security, is it more effective to make an appointment at a Social Security office like the one in Mount Prospect?
You know what? It's not, because they don't keep appointments. They don't keep records of your appointments. Yes, you can go in there, but your chances, it's like a flip of the coin. Nothing against people in Mount Prospect. I'm talking about the fact that we've now heard from people all over the country, stories of appointments made, and nobody at the appointment has records because they're, quote, at another office, or we don't have those forms, or we don't have this. Social Security is horrendously messed up from a basic digital sense. There is no central repository of information. You know, they have one job. They are supposed to collect the money that you, quote, contribute and your employer matches, and then calculate how much you're supposed to get based on your earnings years and based on if there's an offset because you have a public pension. They fail miserably at even that simple task. So I apologize. I bet some people out there work for Social Security and would love to email me, terry@terrysavage.com, and tell me how hard they work. And they're unhappy with the systems as well, but the system just doesn't work. And nobody said it out loud. That's the thing. Do you remember when we had all the stimulus checks and we had all the unemployment benefits? It was immediately a big public story, and everybody knew a lot of stuff was going on. There was identity theft. There were mistakes and errors. Social Security has managed to keep this quiet for years while they've clawed back a million people a year for their own mistakes Social Security made. Now, what's just coming to the surface, thank you, 60 Minutes, thank you, SocialSecurityHorrorStories.com, a place to report your horror story. We're taking this to Congress. We're going to get them to make Social Security do what it's supposed to do and stop terrorizing retirees and disabled people.
Somebody said,
that's a savage truth.
That is a savage truth. Somebody said, you make sure you tell Terry Savage I bought 3 copies of her newest book, one for me and 2 more to give to my friends.
I love it. That's how we're going to get. We are going for number one. So go to Amazon. It's like $14 on Amazon. We self-published it. There's a Kindle version for under $10. We're not trying to get rich off this book. We want you to have it so you won't make mistakes in your own collections. But more importantly, we are not stopping. We're going for all the attention we can get to wake Congress up to solving this problem.
Follow her. find her at terrysavage.com. Terry, thanks for jumping on the show with us.
Thanks, Lisa.
The scuffle between the senator from Oklahoma and the head of the Teamsters wasn't the only brouhaha on Capitol Hill today. We've got some audio that, well, shows everybody was tense. That's coming up after Steve's news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.